很高兴又有机会来到大家当中。
I'm very happy that I can be among with you all.
我站在这里第一次在这个地方哈，还是有点紧张的。
My first time standing in front of you, I'm still very nervous.
不过我心中也有很多的感动。
I also have a lot of feeling in my heart.
从前两天练习，还有音乐会，还有到今天早上，有很多的弟兄姐妹都来向我们问好。
Starting from a few days ago, from the music practice, and this morning, many brothers and sisters came to me and greeted me.
就在我甚至要上来讲道之前，还有人帮我整理头发、梳妆、准备。
Even before I came up to the podium, even someone was helping me to organize my hair.
这个只有自己家里的人会这样做。
This is only done by the family member.
这两天也有很多人都一直问我说，你的心脏怎么样？
These few days, many brothers and sisters also asked me how is your heart condition.
我特别今天早上检查了一下。
I especially did a check this morning.
我可以告诉大家一个好消息，它还在跳。
I can tell you by the good news that my heart's still beating.
不过我也很高兴看到很多年轻人在我们当中。
I'm also very joyed to see many youngsters among us.
尤其很高兴看到他们就坐在前排。
We're happy that they're sitting in the front row.
这个对讲道的讲员是一个很大的帮助。
This is very helpful to the speaker.
因为当你在看他们开始左顾右盼、摇来晃去的时候
，So when you see them moving around their seat,
你就知道你该结束了。
You know you should be ending soon.
所以我很感谢教会给我这个机会。
I want to thank the church for giving me this opportunity.
我很高兴看到陈牧师、陈师母都传道。
I'm also very happy to see Pastor Chen, Mrs. Chen, and Pastor Lo.
在我们开始前，我们一起低头做一个祷告。
Before we start, let's bow down and pray.
天父，我们感谢你，感谢你给我们这样子的一个机会，聚集在你赐给我们的殿堂里面敬拜你。天父啊，求你的话语今天能够领到我们，求你的圣灵掌管这一个全场，求讲的和听的都同蒙一个圣灵感动。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
阿门。
我要回家过圣诞，这首歌我想大家都很熟。
I will be home for Christmas is a very popular song that most of us know.
尤其在这个圣诞节的季节里面，在收音机、电视上，你都会听到，他们都播放这个音乐。
Around Christmas season, you can hear this song playing around TVs or radio.
这首歌是在1943年的时候，第二次世界大战的时候写的。
The song was written about 1942 during World War II.
那个时候，而且这首歌那时是由 Bing Crosby 他唱红的。
This song was made popular by the voice of Bing Crosby.
据我所知呢，这首歌写的就是为了那些在海外作战的军人们写的。
As far as I know, this song was written for the soldiers who were fighting overseas.
所以常常跟这首歌连在一起的一个景象呢，就是说有一个军人在圣诞节的早上，他回到了家里，然后和他的家人一起度圣诞节。
So you can think of the image about a soldier coming home.To Christmas season.
所以我每次听到这首歌的时候呢，心中就有一种特别温馨的感觉。
As I hear this song, I have a very warm feeling in my heart.
也许是我心中一直都希望能够拥有那一份平安。
Maybe because I'm always seeking for that peaceful heart.
还有什么比家是更好的地方去拥有那一份平安呢？
Where else would be the best place at home to seek that peace?
可是呢，今天呢，我想跟大家来一起思想一个问题。
Today I'd like to to discuss a question.
就是圣诞节是不是意味着回家呢？
Does the Christmas really mean going home?
圣经是怎么样告诉我们的？
What did the Bible tell us?
也许你会觉得说，回不回家过圣诞节，这种小事有什么好讲的？
Maybe you would say whether I want to go home for Christmas or not. It's a very minor detail. We don't need to discuss.
可是我想证明给大家看，这一个问题的答案是和圣诞节的真意是息息相关的。
So I want to discuss the answers because this is very, has a very close relationship.
当然要想找到这个答案，我们要回到圣经。
So to seek this answer, we must go back to the Bible.
在圣经里面只有两处地方记录了耶稣基督诞生的事情。
In the Bible, there are only two places to talk, describe the birth of Jesus Christ.
也就是我们今天念的那两处经文。
It was in the two verses that we read today.
一个是在马太福音的第二章，一个是在路加福音的第二章。
It was in the Matthew chapter 2 as well as Luke chapter 2.
那这两节经文呢，已经有非常非常多的人讲过了。
And in these two passages, many people have described.
那我今天呢，是想用从一个比较特别的角度来看这两段经文。
Today, I want to use a different angle to discuss these two topics.
我想从这两段经文的两组人物里面呢，跟耶稣基督连在一起的这两组人物里面来思考我们这个问题的答案。
Let's talk about these two groups of people as related to Jesus Christ.
首先，我们看到马太福音。
Let's go back to Matthew chapter 2.
马太福音第二章第一节第二节。
It was in Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 and 2.
我们看到他讲到第一节里面讲到说有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷。
There were a few magi coming to the east.
所以第一组这个人物我们要看一看的就是这几个博士。
The first group of people that we want to talk about would be the magi.
这个是一百多年前翻译的圣经啊，所以用博士这个名字哈。
This Bible was translated over 100 years ago, so they used the word magi.
事实上有些比较新一点的圣经可能已经翻成智者，东方来的智者。
In some of the newer Bibles, they were translated as wise men.
那么，我们也知道我们有一种很常常听到的歌，刚才慧兰也有弹的，就是东方三王。
There's also another very popular song that Sister 慧兰 just played earlier, We Three Kings of Orient Are.
所以我们看到这些经文的时候，我们常常想到的一个景象就是有三个人他骑着骆驼在沙漠里面看到一颗明亮的星跟着那颗星在走。
So this gives us an image about the three people riding on the camels in the desert guided by a very shiny star.
那可是事实上圣经里面并没有说有三个人。
In the Bible it did not say there were three people.
我们只能说他是一群人。
We can only say it was a group of people.
那这群人他有一个英文的名字叫 Magi.
In English Bible, it was called Magi.
Magi 这个字它是跟 magic 是同一个字源的。
This word came from the word magic.
中文翻成魔术好像翻得不太好。
So if you translate it to Chinese as a magician, it is not a good translation.
它这个字蕴藏的有点意思就是神秘的意思。
Another meaning for this word is
mystery. Mystery.
Oh, very mystery. Thank you.
首先，它有一些关于神秘的知识的特别的看见。
It was describing the word about a mystery related to a theology.
那根据一些历史的记载呢，这些所谓的智者 magi， 所谓这些智者呢，他们对天文，他们对科学都有特别深的认识。
In some of the Bible studies, it basically said that these people have a great knowledge in astrology and science and other areas.
那很多这样子的智者呢，都生活在波斯这个地方。
There were many of such wise men lived in the area of Persia.
那因为他们的智慧、他们的知识呢，所以他们在社会上都受到很多人的尊重。
Because of knowledge that they had, they were well respected.
那他们的一生呢，也就是一直在寻求知识和真理。
They continue to seek knowledge throughout their lives.
好，这是第一件事情，我们已经建立了。第二个事情，我们看到这几个，他这里讲到从东方来。
So the second thing that we want to talk about is that they came from the east.
这个事情是很重要的哈。
This is very important.
如果你打开那个地图，从巴勒斯坦往东看。
If you open up the map, if you look from Palestine and go east.
你会看到除了两河流域以外大部分的地方都是沙漠或者是崇山叠岭、
you can basically see the bunch of mountains and deserts、
这个地方这些地方都不是很适合旅游的哈、
these kind of places are not really good for travel、
所以呢也是因为这样子的原因这个过程会很辛苦所以大部分圣经学者认为说不会只有三个人
Because of this kind of journey, we believe there's more than three people.
大概这些智者呢，就带着他们的随从啊，带着他们的仆人啊，一起来敬拜这个王。
So we believe the wise men probably brought their entourage as well as their servants with them.
那这一定是一个很辛苦的一个旅程哈。
So we know this is a very treacherous journey.
那我们就要问这个问题：他们为什么要千辛万苦、跋山涉水来到这个地方呢？
So we have to ask the question, why do they want to go all this trouble to go through this treacherous journey to seek this knowledge?
在马太福音第二章第二节里面给了我们答案。
In Matthew 2:2 gave us the answer.
他说那生下来做犹太人的王在哪里呢？我们在东方看见他的心，特来拜他。
Here, where is the one who has been born king of Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him.
所以他们是来寻找和敬拜这个犹太人的王。
They came to seek and worship this king of Jews.
那圣经里并没有告诉我说他怎么知道有这么一个犹太人的王啊。
So in the Bible, they did not tell us how did they know it was the king of Jews.
有些学者认为说呢，是因为他们是从这些从被掳去的犹太人那边学到这一个知识的。
Some people believe that they got this knowledge from the Jewish slaves.
可是呢也有一些人认为说他们本来就是有特别的神秘的知识从观察星象里面他们可以学到这个知识
and some also believe that because they have all this knowledge reading the stars that they got the answer to that
可这些都没有关系对我们今天的讲到都没有关系我们重要是要知道他们来千山万水来这个地方是有一个很重要的目的
this is all irrelevantWhat we want to know is why do they really want to find out about it?
虽然说这些智者他们并不认识神
even though these wise men did not really believe in God,
可是他们要寻求这个生命中这个宇宙这个主宰在今天诞生
But they want to seek this King of Kings.
那么他们离开了家，并不是留在家里，他们离开了家。
So they left their house to seek this.
那他们找到以后的反应是什么样子呢
So what was their reaction after they found the answer?
我们看到第十节说到他们看见那星就大大的欢喜
So we can see in verse 10 When they saw the star, they were overjoyed
十一节里面讲到他们将这些礼物献给他以后他们俯伏敬拜那小孩子
In verse 11 we see that after they present the presents to the child they bow down and worship him
所以我想跟大家讲的第一个就是我们从这一些智者的举动里面我们学到圣诞节提醒我们的是一个追寻
So we can see from these wise men that in the Christmas season our goal is to seek
如果在我们当中还有没有认识主耶稣基督的人这个圣诞节是一份好可以思考追寻人生真理宇宙主宰的时候
So if there are any friends that are not believer yet, we ask you to seek and to think about what is the meaning of Christmas.
每个人都有寻求神的一个经历。
We all have a history about, we all have a testimony regarding to when we were seeking the Lord.
而且每个人也都体验过寻求找到以后那种满足和喜乐。
We also have the joy after we have found this the God.
我知道有这么一个人。
I know of this one person.
他在八一年的时候来到美国。
He came to U.S. in 1981.
他也曾经走进教会。
He also walked into the church.
然后他就去念书了。
And then he went to study.
在往后的十二年里面。
12 years later.
他在这12年当中也曾经走进教会，可是大部分时间都在逃避。
Even though he had been to church for over 12 years, but he was still hiding.
可是在他逃避的中间，他的心中是渴望的一种平安。
But he had a very peaceful heart while he was still hiding.
他从教会里面学到了这个可能是一个平安的源头。
So in the church, he found the answer that this is the beginning of a peaceful heart.
可是他希望要多了解一点，他才要相信。
But he wanted to understand more before he really believed in it.
他曾经跟他的好朋友，高中最好的朋友说，我迟早会成为一个基督徒的。
He even told his childhood friends that he eventually will become a Christian.
可是我要多了解，我才要相信。
But I wanted to understand more before I accepted.
到1993年的时候，这个人他的事业受到了很大的挫折。
In 1993, he had some problems with his career.
然后他的家中也产生了变故。
There were some changes in the family.
那家庭里面也常常有发生一些不愉快。
There were some unhappiness in the family.
就在1993年十月的一个星期六。
It was a Saturday in October 1993.
他跟他太太正好闹完了一场大别扭。
He was fighting with his wife.
他忽然跟他太太说，
He told his wife.
他说，我觉得我们已经走到人路的尽头，应该开始走神的路了。
He told her that we had come to the ending of our human life. Now we need to start the beginning of God's life.
所以他就第二天，他们就一家就回到他们原来的教会。
So the very next day, they went back to the church.
教会的人难免有给他们一点异样的眼光哈。
So some of the friends in the church gave them special look.
可是呢，他们就圣灵的保守，他们就留下来了。
Because of the Holy Spirit that was protecting them, so they stayed.
可他们还在寻求。
But they were still seeking.
就在一个多月以后，有一个主日学里面。
A month later, during the Sunday school.
那时候班上有一个很喜欢争辩的一个慕道者。
There was one non-believer who was good at arguing.
他正在跟这些主日学老师和其他基督徒在争辩的面红耳赤。
So he was arguing with some of the believers as well as the Sunday school teachers.
忽然呢，他就指着那个人。
All of a sudden, he pointed to this one person.
他说：“你看看他，他为什么还不信呢？”
So he asked him. He pointed at this person. How come this person still hasn't believed yet?
哇，这个人被这句话忽然问得心中不知道该怎么说。
Because of the surprise, this person did not know how to answer.
在开车回家的路上，这个事情就一直留在，这个问题就一直留在他的心里。
So this person was driving home. He continued to ponder around this question.
他说：“我为什么还不信呢
？”How come I still don't haven't accepted yet？
他想不出答案。
I cannot give the answer.
回到家里以后呢，他就到客厅里面，到沙发上坐下来。
When he got home, he went on to the sofa.
他拿出了那天刚刚从教会借来的一本圣诗。
So he took a hymn book with him and he just opened up the hymn book.
他圣诗等一打开。
As he opened up the hymn book,
这个眼泪就夺眶而出哈。
The tears start coming out.
他没有办法阻止那个眼泪的流动哈。
He cannot stop the tears coming out.
他心中有一种特别的从来没有过的那种感觉。
He had a feeling that he never had before.
就在那一刻
that moment on,
他接受了主耶稣做他的生命的救主。
He had accepted God Jesus Christ as his Savior.
你知道他翻到哪一首诗歌吗？
Do you know which hymn that he opened to?
翻到我们圣诗本第193首。
It was the hymn book 193.
那 I get your attention, huh? 那一首诗歌叫做《耶稣今日照你》。
Jesus is calling。
这首诗歌成为他得救的诗歌。
This hymn becomes the savior of his life。
他不认识神。
He didn't believe in God。
他听过神，但他并不认识神。可就在这一刻呢，这一刹那，他寻求神，他真心的寻求神，他得到了救恩。
He did not believe in God, but he was still seeking. But from this moment on, he had accepted God as his savior.
就好像那些东方来的博士一样，他们并不认识神，可是他们追求神。
Just like the Magi from the East, that they did not believe in him, but they were seeking.
好，我们年轻人开始动了。
不过讲到才一半，
你们只好忍受一点。
You have to continue suffering.
我们现在看第二组人。
So let's look at the second group of people.
第二组人是在路加福音第二章里面。
The second group of people is in chapter 2 of the book of Luke.
是这一群牧羊人。
It was the shepherds.
我想这一节这一段经文大家都很清楚了。
So this passage, most of us are very familiar with.
在第八节里面，他告诉我们，这不只是一般的牧羊人，他们是有特别的牧羊人。这里说到，在伯利恒之野地里有牧羊的人，夜间按着根刺看守羊群。
So in verse 8, basically tells us this was a special group of shepherds, because they were shepherding at night. In verse 8, and there were shepherds living out in the field nearby, keeping watch over their flock at night.
那翻成今天我们通用的话有什么意思呢？就是说他们是当大夜班的。
So if we translate it to today's first passage, it's basically they were working a graveyard shift.
哪种人当大夜班啊？
So how many people work the night shift?
当大夜班的人心里觉得怎么样？
So what do you think they were feeling when they have to work the night shift?
也许有些人喜欢，不过我想大部分人心里大概都不会太高兴啊。
Maybe some people like to work the night shift, but most people would not like to work the night shift.
尤其牧羊人的话，晚上那时候野兽可能都出来寻找食物的时候。
During that period of time, especially at night, you can see some wild animal coming out seeking for food.
可是他们就照着根刺看守羊群。
But they were basically following a shift, to shepherd the sheep.
那我们也从这个上下文里面呢，我们看到这一群牧羊人，应该是犹太人。
From the the verses before and after, we believe these were the Jewish shepherds.
因为天使告诉他们说，在大卫的城里。
So the angel told them it was in the town of David.
他们马上自动就知道那是伯利恒。
So they knew automatically it was the town of Bethlehem.
那在天使的信息里面有一个字，我想要特别请大家看。
There was one word mentioned by the angel that we want to pay special attention to.
在第十一节里面。
It was in verse 11.
他就说，今天在大卫的城里为你们生了什么？生了救主。
Verse 11. Today in the town of David, a savior has been born to you.
你知道吗？救主这个字是在这个地方是唯一路加用来。整本路加福音唯一用来描述主耶稣的。
In the whole book of Luke, this is the only word that was described about our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior.
事实上，这是唯一的一个地方在前三本的同观福音里面用来描述主耶稣基督的。
And this is also the same word that talked about Jesus Christ in the other three books.
所以，好像这个信息，它也许有这么，也许哈，有这么一层意思，是提醒这些。按着根刺看守羊群的牧羊人，提醒他们，他们等了很久很久的救恩，今天来到了。
So he was probably telling these shepherds that they were seeking for a savior for a long time. Now this has finally come. That has finally come true.
两约之间大概有五六百年的时间。
There was probably with 500 years difference.
在这个中间，他们期盼，他们等待。可能他们对他们的救恩已经产生了怀疑。
So in these 500 years they were seeking for saviors, they start questioning.
所以天使很重要的要跟他们讲说，你们的救主今天已经来到了。
So the angel tell them especially that your savior has come today.
那他们听到以后，他们的反应是什么呢？
So what was the reaction after they heard this?
我们看第十六节。
Let's go to verse 16.
他说他们急忙去了，就寻见玛利亚和约瑟，又有那婴孩卧在马槽里。
So they hurry off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was laying in the manger.
然后第二十节里面讲到，他们归荣耀与神，赞美他。
In verse 20, the shepherd returned, glorifying and praising God.
所以他们很快，赶快就离开他们住的地方，又离开了。
So they hurried off and left their house.
然后他们找到以后，将荣耀归给神。
And after they found the baby, they glorified and gave all the glories to God.
我想对大部分基督徒来说，包括我自己在内。
For most Christians, including myself.
很多时候，我们对我们的救恩产生怀疑。
We always unsure about the salvation.
尤其我们今天处在一个这个环境里面，是对基督徒是很有敌意的。
Especially in today's environment, this is a very hostile to our belief.
而且又有很多很多的引诱。
And the temptation is great.
那很多的信徒呢，就慢慢慢慢就成为了所谓的表面的基督徒。
So many believers become just a nominal Christian.
那他们的属灵生命非常的干枯。
And their spiritual life become dry.
他们的侍奉没有力量。
Their service also become weak.
他们就做该做的。
They would just do what they need to do.
就好像那些牧羊人按着根刺看守羊群。
Just like the shepherd is following their sheep to watch their flock.
那同样的，在今天圣诞节，我们就要思想，像天使告诉牧羊人一样，我们要思想再一次寻求我们的救恩。
Just like the angel has said that we need to seek and remind ourselves about the salvation.
约翰卫斯理哈，大概是可以说历史上是最伟大的基督徒之一。
John Wesley is considered one of the greatest Christians in the church history.
那他所建立的卫理公会呢，一直到现在都还在。
The Methodist Church that he has found is still around.
他是一个信心的伟人。
He has a very strong faith.
而且他绝对的相信，生活必须要与所接受的福音相称。
So he firmly believes in a life that's worthy of the gospel.
可是呢，在他的生命中也有一段时间，他对他的救恩产生怀疑。
But during his life, he also had a question about the salvation.
可是在一次他到美国的一次旅程里面，
during one journey to U.S.
遇到了风浪，
there was a storm.
可是他看到一群基督徒，
he saw a group of Christians.
不但没有惧怕，
this group of Christians was not afraid.
反而充满了喜乐与平安。
But they have joy and peace.
因为他们对他们的救恩是无比的确定。
So basically, they were very sure of their salvation.
这群基督徒是莫拉维亚兄弟会的。
This group of people is the Moravian.
他们的领回去以后呢，卫斯理就跟他们的领袖清晨道夫保持联络。
When they went back, John Wesley continued to reach out to the leader of this group of people.
那因为这样的联络呢，终于呢，在以后的一次祷告会里面，他经历到生命中最大灵命的复兴。
In a prayer meeting, later on, he basically led to his personal revival.
也因为这样子的复兴而导致了整个基督教历史的改变。
Because of this revival, it has become a turning point for the Christian history.
他在他的日记里面这样写道。
In his daily, he noted this.
他说：“我感觉我的心里有一种特别奇特的温暖。”
I felt my heart strangely warm.
我感觉我的确是相信基督的。
I felt that I did trust Christ.
我单单相信他的救恩。
Christ alone.
而且我相信那一份确据，就是他已经将我的罪拿去了。
An assurance was given me that he has taken away my sin.
他将我从我的罪和死亡中拯救出来。
And saved me from the law of sin and death.
所以你看到这一个基督徒，他真心的寻求他已经失去了救恩的，他已经认为自己失去了救恩的时候。
As you can see, one question that he continues to seek as he has lost, and as he became unsure of the salvation.
他可以改变整个人类的历史。
He can change the entire history of mankind.
而这个寻求呢，是因为有一个人，一组人提醒了他的救恩。
The seeking was because of a group of people that had helped him.
那我们现在看了这两组人，一组是博士。
Now we're seeing these two group of people. One group was a group of men.
一组是牧羊人。
A group of shepherds.
他们在圣诞节的时候不但没有回家。
During Christmas, they didn't even go home.
他们也没有留待在家里。
They didn't even stay at home.
他们离开了家。
And left their house.
他们离开家去寻求。
And left their home to seek.
他们去寻求一个宇宙的主宰。
They went to seek the, a savior of the universe.
他们也去寻求他们以为自己已经失去忘记的救恩。
They went to seek the salvation that they thought they had lost.
当他们找到的时候呢，
When they found it,
他们心中真的充满了喜乐。
Their heart full of joy.
那圣经里面没有告诉我们说他们以后的生活怎么样。
And the Bible did not tell us their life afterwards.
可是我必须要相信他们以后的生活真的跟以前绝对不可能一样。
I strongly believe that their life after this was, have been very different.
可在这两节经文里哈，
In these two passages,
还有第三组。
There's a third group of people.
我没有说 people, 他说的哈。第三组呢，这是一对父子。
Third group is the father and son.
而这个儿子呢，他在圣诞节的时候也离开了家。
This group, also left their home during Christmas.
The son has left home.
The son has left home.
而且很奇妙的就是说，如果这个儿子没有离开家去寻求的话，
If the son did not leave his house to seek,
那这些博士和这些牧羊人都不会找到他们找想找的东西。
The Magi and the shepherds will not be able to find him.
在世界上有一个很有名的宣道机构叫做航空宣道团契。
There is a missionary organization called Mission Aviation Fellowship.
我们教会曾经有支援过他们，其中一个宣教是在印尼。
In the past, that our church have also supported their work in Indonesia.
他们有一位宣道士的名字叫 Bernie May。
There was one missionary named Bernie May.
他以前是在亚马逊的丛林里面工作的。
He used to work in the Amazon jungle.
这一个MAF 他们主要的目标就是希望用航空来将福音传到一些偏远的地方。
The MAF basically used aviation to support the remote villages.
那有一年呢，这个 Bernie May 呢，他在圣诞节的前三天，他必须要送一批很重要的医疗补给到一个很偏远的村落去。
One year, about three days before Christmas, Bernie May had to deliver medical needs to a remote village.
可是因为突发的天气状况，他就卡在这个亚马逊的丛林里面。
Because unexpected weather condition, he was stuck in the jungle.
圣诞夜的时候呢，他就住在他自己搭的一个临时的帐篷里面。
On Christmas Eve, he had to stay in a temporary structure that he had built.
那时候雨下得很大。
That night, it was raining very hard.
他在那个帐篷里面自爱自怜。
So he basically stayed in a tent.
Feeling self-pity 吧，很少。
Feeling self-pity.
那这下面是他自己记载的一个事情。
The following is something that he had recorded.
他说，那是一个圣诞夜。
It was a Christmas Eve.
已经到了晚上，夜色笼罩了整个丛林。
The night was descending in the jungle.
我今天是没有办法回家了。
There was no way I could go back home.
我想到在宾州我老家的时候，老家的地方，我父母现在大概已经从教堂回家了。
Back in Pennsylvania, my folks would have returned from church, and mother would have.
我妈妈现在已经大概把烤好的火鸡端到桌上了。
The mother would be getting the turkey ready.
外面呢，大概现在也开始下雪了。
Outside, the snow would be falling.
那在离我这里六个小时以外的那个福音站呢？
Here in it's a town about 6 hours away.
那我太太跟我的孩子呢，他们在家里自己过圣诞。
Nancy and the boys will be sitting at home alone.
我已经，因为他们已经知道我已经用我已经告诉他们我没有办法回家了。
They knew by now because I have been able to radio back that I was stuck in the jungle.
所以我没有办法跟他们一起过圣诞。
I will not be with them for Christmas.
所以我就埋怨说
So I mourn.
我说神啊，我真是来错了地方啊。
Oh God, I'm in the wrong place.
可是那天晚上
That night,
在我的蚊帐里
In the mosquito net,
神来到我这里
The God visited me.
那个感觉就好像在伯利恒旷野的牧羊人一样。
It was just the same, similar feeling that the shepherd felt on the heels of Bethlehem.
可是没有天使。
But there were no angels.
没有大光。
There were no bright light.
当我躺在我那个帐篷里面，觉得真的是乡愁重重的时候。
As I was laying in my tent, I was desperately homesick.
我感到神跟我说。
But I felt I heard God say.
孩子啊，这个就是圣诞节。
My son, this is what Christmas is all about.
耶稣离开了天家。
Jesus left heaven.
在圣诞节的早上，他醒来在一个错的地方，在一个马槽里。
On Christmas morning, he woke up in the wrong place.
哦，圣诞。
In the
city. 圣诞节代表是要离家，而不是回家。
So Christmas actually meaning leaving home, not going home.
我的独生爱子并没有回家过圣诞。
My only forgotten son did not come home for Christmas.
他离开了家，为了要和你在一起。
He left his home to be with you.
耶利米书二十九章十三节这样讲到。
In Jeremiah 29:13.
哦，你们寻求我，若专心寻求，就必寻见。
You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters,
圣诞节并不只是说要回家和家人团聚。
Christmas does not mean that you're going home to have good time with the family.
在圣诞节的时候，圣诞节是一个寻求的季节。
Christmas is a season for seeking.
叫你离开你觉得很安适的环境。
You would need to leave your comfort environment.
离开你一个很枯竭的属灵生活。
Leave your dry spiritual life.
而专心的寻求神。
Let's seek the God, seek our God.
就好像神在他的经文里面应许我们一样，只要你专心寻求，你就会找到他。
Just like in the scripture, if we seek with our heart, we shall find him.
有一个很有名的神学家这样说到，他说。人需要有一个目的。
A very famous theologist once said, a person needs purpose.
人和其他东西不一样的地方，就是人的所有的行动和他的目的都是对准着一个终极点和整个到达那个终极点的那一个过程。
A person needs purpose to distinguish a person from a thing.It is this action and purposes are all directed to an end and the process towards that end.
就是这种东西我一天到晚念的。所以你们不了解没有关系，我也不太了解，有些时候。不过呢，重点是在说呢，我们是要寻求神。
The most important thing is that we must seek our God.
而寻求神就是寻求那一个目的。
That's the purpose, to seek the God.
而且要寻求那个能够达到那个目的的这个过程。
So it's the process, that we will, fulfill is to seek.
除非你找到那个目的，你的心中不会有真正的平安。
Until you find that purpose, you will not, have a real peace in your heart.
如果在我们今天的当中有些朋友还在寻求，
If there are people, friends here among us that are still seeking.
那么我鼓励你在这一个圣诞节的时候，你专心的寻求神，就好像那些东方来的博士，他们也不认识神，可是他们专心的寻求神。
So let me encourage you to seek God during this Christmas season, just like Magi that were seeking for our Savior.
他们找到了，而且大大的喜乐。
They found it, and they were very joyful.
如果你羡慕那样子的平安跟喜乐的话，那你就专心寻求神。只要你寻求他，你就会找到他。
So you envy that joy and peace, and if you seek, you shall find.
不要像我一样。犯的错误，觉得说我要先了解，我才要相信。
Don't be like him. That you want to understand before you really accept.
相反的，要像这个十一世纪有个很有名的主教叫 Anson， 他说我相信，然后我了解。
Just like a famous 11th century bishop Anson says, I believe so that I understand.
It's all of I believe so that I
understand.
弟兄姐妹，那至于说在我们弟兄姐妹当中，如果你现在在你的灵命上面有挣扎，
so brothers and sisters, that if you're still struggling in your spiritual life,
我也鼓励你在这个圣诞节的时候重新来思想你的救恩。
I would also encourage you to seek the assurance of the salvation.
这个救恩在你当初受浸的那一刹那就已经给了你。
The salvation has been given to you on the day that you were baptized.
思想神在你身上的恩典。
Think about all the grace that you have received from God.
再一次将你自己献给神的国度。
So you may present yourself to God's kingdom.
让你能够找回那个曾经拥有但是已经失去的平安与喜乐。
So you can seek and find the joy and peace that you have.
不论是哪一种人呢，我们都可以放心的寻求。
Regardless of what people,
我们不怕找不到，因为我们今天所背的经句已经应许了我们。
You don't have to worry about it. You cannot find it in today's verse.
我们一起来背背看《路加福音》第十九章第十节。
So let's try to memorize.
我们不要看哈。
I will not put it on the projector.
如果一个五十岁的人都能背的话，你们也可以背。
If a 50-some-odd person can memorize it, I'm sure you can do it too.
我们来试试看哈，人子来，为要寻找拯救失丧的人。好，那我们祷告。
That's great, yes.
天父，我们感谢你，我们感谢你将这样子的信息放到我们当中。你知道我们，你是鉴察人心的神，求你在我们每一个人的心中鉴察我们。如果我们还在寻求你，天父啊，真的是求你照着你的应许，让我们寻见。父啊，在这个圣诞节的时候，让我们思想你的救恩，让我们思想你是宇宙的主宰。求你帮助那些寻求的人，在这一刻，让他们就能够让你的灵进入他们的心中，让你的救恩能够达到他们。我们这样祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
阿门。